Hey, Mugwarts. Welcome to Wormwood and Witches,
a podcast all about the strange and unusual.
Tally
and Erica invite witches and weirdos from all backgrounds to the conversation of the mystic and divine.
Come fly with us on this journey as we explore ritual, magic, and the peculiar.
Hosted by Anchor, you can find us on all of your favorite streaming platforms.
You can also find us on Facebook at Wormwood and Witches Podcast or Instagram at Wormwood and Witches. Got it. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Wormwood and Witches. I'm Erica.
And I am Tally.
Look at us. We got our shit together.
No, we don't.
Most of the time, 90%.
Whoa.
I was like, 70% of the time?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Last time I was like cranky and tired. I'm like, no, I'm not participating at all.
Dude, that was actually really funny. I was like, she's giving me nothing, y'all.
I'm so sorry. I think that was the same week with Oscar, and
dude, it was a fucking crazy week for you. And you don't have to apologize for anything. Sometimes you're just like, talk at me. So
yeah. And then afterwards I was like, I could have answered phase one and phase two archaeology. Like, nope. I'm just sitting here listening to you.
It's all good. It's all good. We are allowed those weeks. We are allowed to be human.
Yeah.
We are allowed to not participate when we just don't feel like it. So
yeah, that's right.
Because we are human. You and I are two human beings. 50% human being, 50% witch.
Ooh. I like it. Yeah, so I'm a little better now, but we're still just cranky old bags, so that's never gonna change.
Dude, seriously.
I love anybody it. For 45 minutes we're just bitching about everything before we came on.
Pretty much. We purge it all, so then you get the best of us.
Yeah, we let it all out. You don't even know.
You just seem like two fun ladies just kicking it.
What's your
shooting the shit?
What's your witchy woo?
I went to Phoenix and got to surprise my dad for his 70th birthday. He had no idea that Dan and I were coming out there, so that was a lot of fun. I answered the door of the place that we were my sister's mother-in-law's house that we were all descending upon. So I answered the door and he was like, "What?" So that was super fun and exciting. And then got to be there for Mother's Day and my sister's mother-in-law's birthday. And so it was like an extravaganza. So
good time.
That's my witchy. Yeah, it was good. Awesome. It was nice. So
it's good to be able to surprise your family and stuff like that, especially for milestone birthdays.
I know. I was like, is 70 the new 40s? He's like, I don't know. I feel like kind of like an old fart. I'm like, you're only as old as you think you are. Now go find me that gold nugget that I can retire with. God damn it.
Right.
He is your quintessential retired white man. I feel like is prospecting.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
He's got like a little, he's got like a sluice and like a little metal detector and stuff. Like, it was just like, oh my God. Well, if you find me a gold nugget that I can retire with, then I'm for this. So let's go.
That's amazing.
So how about you? What's your witchy woo?
I can't wait to post photos of it. So I did a lot of gardening over the weekend in between our major rain event that we never have, We're just
Three
getting
days later.
I know. It's been raining since Wednesday evening and it's Sunday and I don't think it's rained yet today, but it looks like it could any moment. No, it's not Sunday, it's Monday. What day is it?
Who knows? Who cares?
I don't know. But we have a bunch of rocks and a bunch of I don't know, I guess they're kind of like bricks. I'm not sure. They look a little different. They've got indentions in them, so I don't know. It's something for landscaping purposes. But I made for my goth garden
Yes.
a coffin shaped,
No.
yeah, for
Let's
I know. So it's
go.
like
I
a
want to see this.
coffin-shaped garden, goth garden. Yeah.
I fucking love it. Oh
Yeah,
my God, yes.
Tom was not on board, very nervous about having
My
it. So I said, I don't care. I'm having it. So yeah. So now he thinks it looks cool now that it's done and he got his willies out, the willy-nillies out
Just
of it.
embrace your inner goth, Tom.
Yeah. And I told him, it's like, hey, we can either put vegetables in here or on the upper tier. So the coffin's on the lower tier, and on the upper tier, we can have the vegetables and things like that. And it can be regular looking. So we opted for that. So now I need to put in my, so we're just going to put in goth flowers down there.
Yes,
Yeah.
let's
So
go.
I know. So, but my dumbass, we were talking beforehand that I keep forgetting. Well, I didn't have the coffin anyway to plant in the fall. So, but I can't wait that long. I've got to put something in there now. So I'll have to figure it out.
Just pop them in there. I feel like bulbs are pretty solid.
Yeah,
So,
I'll look into it. And it's been nice and cool and rainy, so maybe they might. But yeah, that's my witchy woo. It looks really cool. It's subtle, but also, if my neighbors are walking by, you can see, if you look at it, you can tell. And I put my grandparents' gargoyle on it. Usually it's up on
ooh.
our doorstep, but now I
Oh
have it
yeah.
looking overlooking the
Oh
coffin,
my
like at the head
God.
of the
Yes.
coffin. Yeah.
I love it.
So just in case you thought it was a mistake and that I ran out of these brick things, no. No, I didn't. I did it on
It's
purpose.
intentional.
It's
It's the
intentional.
little kids that have bothered her
Yeah.
through all the years on the streets.
Right. Yeah. And I want to get like a little I don't know. I've seen them on Etsy where it's like a little cute witch's garden or something like this. A witch lives here in her garden or something cute like that.
Oh.
And put it so it's not so in your face. I don't know, but I think it's cute anyway, regardless.
I just say fuck everybody else, so
Yeah.
do what you want to do.
I wanted to
Your
lay
yard.
in it before Tom put dirt in there, but he was like, okay, listen, I'm gonna.
His Catholic ass was like, no, absolutely not.
He's like, put
You're
my
gonna
foot
get
down.
possessed, girl. No, thank you.
Yeah.
We already got one demon in the house.
I know. Now you're calling them all to come in. Yeah, it's pretty funny. So I at
I'm
least got that.
not gonna lie. Next time, like you guys are doing the hanky panky, I just want to just be like, and then comes Lazarus and blah blah blah, and just like speaking your darkest, deepest voice, and just start talking gibberish. Like you're possessed, he would
Or
never forgive you.
no.
Funny.
Okay, moving on. So Erica,
Fine.
I'm so if I had my shit together last time, I was going to also talk about, witchy things that we do. To go along with our theme, you discussed witch bottles last time. But I
I
just
think it's worked out for the best because
yeah.
my ass talked for a whole ass
You
hour.
kind
So.
of did go on and on. No, I'm just kidding.
Like
Mine
I normally do.
won't be that long, I don't think. If I can figure out how to
I mean, we always
scroll.
say this, and then
I know.
somehow, magically, these episodes are still
Oh,
like somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour. So.
yeah, totally. Okay,
So
before
you're gonna, so
I
this
wrap
is talking about,
I haven't
about the
said
contents of,
no,
oh.
I am going to talk about. I love how you try to guess, and I'm like, no,
No,
that's not it. You're like, Ty's gonna talk about blah blah blah. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Surprise,
I
bitches.
am going to talk about witch ladders,
Ooh. And
which
this is
may
a may or may not be real witch bladders, but we're gonna learn.
which ladder, like a
Oh, which,
ladder.
oh, like a ladder, not a
Yeah, not a
bladder.
bladder, ladder,
I was like, damn.
LADD. Yeah.
Ooh, witch ladder.
Ladder. A witch ladder.
I'm very curious what these are now.
Which they are now a real thing, but not necessarily were when they were found.
Huh.
I
I
know.
am intrigued.
Yeah.
Do
Okay.
tell.
So they are basically like a tool for meditation, kind of like mala beads or rosary beads, used in ritual. Traditionally, and I say that quote unquote, made with red, white, and black yarn, would have nine feathers or other items like bones or beads woven into the yarn. And different colors are used as symbols for whatever your intention is. And you can also use those different notches as a counting tool. So if you have a certain spell where you're, saying something 10 times or whatever, you can do that. Or if you're wanting to meditate with it, then you have that kind of a counting tool aspect behind the witch's ladder. Now, this pops up during the Victoria era where everyone's into spooky shit and it takes off.
Most definitely. We all, I feel like we're all a little Victorian at heart because we all like the spooky shit.
Right? I know. I was thinking that if we were born in that time frame.
Oh, it would have been phenomenal. We would have been in those fucking green ass dresses, probably dying of whatever arsenic poisoning. Young
Or
and beautiful.
shield green
Well,
dresses.
holding fucking seances like nobody's business. They're
Oh,
like, oh, good. There's Erica and Tally again.
speaking of, and because I know we talked about shield green dress. Okay, diversion. We talked about shield green and stuff like that when we were doing the arsenic thing. And I remember doing, I want to say it was part of one of our Murder Mystery Mondays, discussing it, I believe. And I brought up Napoleon and that they think he possibly died
Oh,
of that
yeah.
because he loved the color green. And when he was exiled on that island, he did have green wallpaper in his room, and that it was said that I believe that they found arsenic in his system from being locked up in there. What I didn't know, and I wished I would have known that, I found this out today, that after he died, the doctor, coroner, I don't know if they had the term coroner back then, took off his penis
Wait, what?
and kept it.
What doing what? Like keeping it in a jar or
Pretty
like
much, they didn't put it in formaldehyde, so it sh kind of shriveled up like beef
bleh,
jerky.
bleh, ah. Oh God.
Only like 2 inches
Yeah, I was
long.
like they're like, "Oh, like you find it in like some like antique shop and they're like, "Oh, look at this shriveled up
Yeah.
little Vienna sausage." No,
Yep.
that's Napoleon's little Wing Chun.
Yep.
Sorry.
So it was in kind of one of those, what are those shadow, like it almost looked like in a shadow
A
box.
fucking shadow box. Are you kidding me? They're like, break glass in case of emergency. Oh my God.
And that it had kind of been passed around. I think it was at a museum for a while, I think. And then somebody like personal has it. I don't think it's on display anywhere anymore. I mean, I know he
Fucking
was a little
people.
shit, but that's not okay at all.
That's not cool. That is not cool. And who also wants a fucking gross ass penis? Look like, okay, I get that Iceland has the Phallic Museum. I have been there. I've seen whale penises the size of my body,
Oh
like
my
5 feet tall, and scrotch lamps up the yin yang. But nobody wants to see a human penis. They're gross. Sorry,
I
dudes.
agree. I agree. I mean,
They're
at
just like this
least,
like sea slug that's just like hanging down and I'm like all hairy.
I know. Well, there are photos of it, so you can Google it if you want.
I will be Googling after this
Anyway, so
podcast. Leon's
back.
gonna be like, what is your search history? Napoleon's wiener.
I was like, wait, what?
You can blame Tally for that one, Dan.
Yeah.
So which ladders?
Which ladders have nothing to do with Napoleon's penis? But so archaeologically speaking, the first recorded witch ladder was found in a house in Wellington, Somerset, England. It was demolished in 1878. And so I'm kind of confused as to if this is when they found it or if they found it beforehand. So maybe they found it as the house was being demolished.
Yeah,
They
that's
find, huh?
what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
Like
it
that they.
well, it gets the dates got really confusing really quickly. But maybe because I was only half paying attention, I don't know. But what they find consists of six brooms, an old armchair, and a rope with feathers woven into it. And they found it in this space that was separate from the roof of the upper room and was inaccessible from the interior of the house. Yeah, I'm trying to picture that. So it kind of almost sounds like a separate attic or.
Yeah, that you like get to from like you have to get to it from the exterior of the house, it sounds like.
Yeah, and there was no mention of a staircase, like a separate staircase that would go up to that room.
Maybe she just portaled it or transcended
Well,
into this
that's,
space.
these witch ladders. So some investigations about that were done and published by antiquarians. I cannot say that word. Antiquarians.
Antiquarian.
Archaeologists. I've been struggling
It's
with
like
it
you are to atropa. See, I can't even say it. Apotropaic as a
Apotropaic. Apotropaic.
apotropaic to antiquarians.
Antiquarians. Okay. The antiquarians' names are Abraham Collis and E.B. Taylor, who Taylor was a anthropology professor at Oxford. So he kind of has a lot, his reputation's kind of riding on this a little bit. But they post in a journal called Folklore Journal in 1887, so a few years later, because the house was demolished in 1878, and the journal comes out in 1887. And according to the authors, workmen who made the discovery stated that the chair was for the witches to rest in, brooms to ride on, and the rope to act as a ladder to enable them to cross the roof. Sounds, I mean, what else could it be? So
Yeah, like
Tyler.
Jacob's ladder.
Right. Tyler states that he was not able to discover the grounds on which they based their assertions, but that they had no hesitation in at first sight designating the rope and feathers as a witch's ladder. Like it was just very matter of fact.
Of course it
Also,
was,
what,
because white dudes inferring things from very little is always 100% accurate.
I mean, what else could it be? So, the house apparently already had a reputation among locals that an old witch had lived and died in the house, even though she was probably a kind old lady that didn't want to be bothered and she was just living her best life.
Hell yeah.
You know how that goes.
You could ju you just can't live in peace these days.
You really can't. And then this American folklorist, he a writer and humorist, they describe him as Charles Godfrey Leland, was in Tuscany when he heard about these witch ladders and presumably made some investigations on his own, claiming local witches use a similar item called a witch's garland to inflict curses. In his research, he wrote about these objects in a book called Utruscan Remains in Popular Tradition in 1892. So now it's a few years later. And that these witches' garlands are made of a cord, along with tying in the recipient's hair and plucking black feathers from a live hen. The curse is then uttered in as each knot gets tied, and then the item is placed under the victim's bed to cause the ill fortune. But to break the curse, Leland stated, the sufferer should search out the hen that had donated the feathers,
Oh, those poor SB.
as well as the garland itself, and fling them into running water. Then the victim would have to enter a church while a baptism was taking place before bathing in holy water and reciting a certain spell.
Holy shit. And we think that, like, that's got to be like very time specific
I mean, that
stuff.
sounds like bullshit to
Yeah.
me.
They're just like, and on the full moon, you have to do this, like, and be this one place at this specific time. So the garland was woven into the hair of the person that they were cursing, or the person
Well, I think
that.
you grabbed hair from them. So if
Oh,
even if it was just a
okay. Yeah,
few
like a
strands,
strands. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So Leland also a few years later in 1899 wrote a book called Aradia, or The Gospel of the Witches. He claimed to have discovered that the traditional practices of Italian witches were evidence of an age-old alternative religion, which, in opposition to Catholicism, had continued to worship the goddess Diana into modern times. I don't know who Diana is because I'm not Catholic. But I don't
I mean, just,
Is
I mean,
that
I know Diana as far as like the Grecian like
maybe that's
goddess, but yeah,
I
which I don't
didn't know
know
if
that very well, but.
So Leland in his book maintained that there are entire villages in which people are completely heathen and asserted that his book incorporated a lost ancient pagan scripture. So supposedly this Gospel of Witches book has been influential in the development of neo-paganism and the Wicca religion, but I don't know. I hadn't heard of it.
Be interesting to look at how like much it's influenced like Wicca and stuff, since Wicca is kind of like a newish, like what, 70s 80s style of, I don't know,
Because that is
occult.
kind of a newer, right? And we aren't really, I wouldn't call myself a Wiccan. I'm not religious,
Yeah, it's
so
actually funny, I just had this conversation with a couple of my friends out on the project that I was with. They're like, so do you call yourself like, are you a Wiccan? Are you a witch? I was like, no, I don't practice Wicca. Like, I don't practice like specific, like Green Man, you know, like all the deities, blah, 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 like that you have to have an athame. Like, I just practice witchcraft.
it just all sounds exhausting, so. So a lot of Leland's ideas are disputed, obviously. So some of his claims is that there is a cultural link between Native American Wabanaki people and Vikings. And that his theory is
Oh
that,
God, here we go.
that a language spoken by Irish travelers, which he named Shelta, was the fifth Celtic tongue. I don't know. It's like, what are you saying? He also says that not long after he was born, his nurse carried him to an attic and performed a ritual using a Bible, a key, candles, a knife, money, and salt with the aim of granting him a long life as a scholar and a wizard.
Huh, a wizard specifically.
Yes. But it also sounds like he was quite the character and that he made the all of it up, which it sounds like it to me too. Okay, so a year after the Italian book came out that talks about witch garlands in 1892, it's now 1893, and this author, Sabin Baring Gould, who is an Anglican priest, writes a novel called Mrs. Kergenvin of Kergenvin. It's either Kergenvin or Kergenvin. I don't know. So he writes a book and describes a witch's ladder made with brown wool tied with thread. And the creator would leave the wool and thread, weave the wool and thread together with a selection of rooster feathers and loop them alternately in to make it look like a ladder, right, on either side. And then that's where you would add in your physical ailments. So kind of the same thing as the garlands in Italy. Once the ladder was complete, a stone would be attached to the end and thrown in a nearby pond, and then taking with it the aches and pains of the sick and ailing. To me, that sounds like a good thing, but I guess it's not.
What?
So apparently, according to Baring Gould, quote, "There be every kind o' pains and aches in they knots and they feathers. Every ill wish will find a way one after the other to the joints and bones and the heads and limbs a lawyer physic." I don't know what a lawyer physic is, but it's very poetic the way that it's written out. Like joints is J apostrophe INTS, so joints.
Oh my God. So I'm wondering if they thought it was like a way that like a witch was also then like cursing ill health on somebody or something and like throwing it. Okay. Rather than like being like, no, this is my own aches and pains and woes.
So
Thanks.
apparently then you would toss it in the water and it would loosen up the ropes and releasing the ill wishes on this recipient, and then that's what appears as bubbles as it's going down. It seems very wild to me, a little far-fetched. And this is why, because we're going back to the archaeologist Tyler, who has a lot writing on this since he is, an Oxford professor. And so and now it's 1893 when they published, when did they publish? It was like 1887, I think, when they published that 1887 when they published in the folklore book. And so all of a sudden these other people are coming out saying, oh yeah, we also wrote about it. So he questions, Tyler questions Baring Gould as to where he gathered this information. And it sounded to me like the professor didn't really want to discuss this, but because it was such a popular topic, that he was kind of forced to discuss it, even though he didn't really feel there was any evidence to these witches' ladders, but just kind of went with it anyway, is kind of what I gathered. So he
A
approaches.
feud.
What's that?
A feud.
So it just sounds like, okay, it's popular. So people are telling me I have to talk about it, even though there's nothing set in stone. Nobody can find anything before this house. It was just in this house. And then
Yeah,
these
like
other people.
N equals one. Like,
Right.
you have one
Yeah.
piece of evidence of
And
this
then you have
thing.
this author in Italy who's kind of just a goofball anyway, and known to not really tell the truth, who obviously had to have read it and then created this idea, is kind of what it sounds like to me. And kind of the same thing with this British priest.
Yeah.
So, who probably has other, like, well, this is what happens, come into the church, has more reason, I think, to write about it.
Yeah.
So Baring Gould talks to Tyler and says that he's not giving up any info. He says, "I wish I could give you anything certain about witch ladders. What I put into Mrs. Kurvgenjinven about sinking the ladder into Dogmere or Dozemary Pond or Pool, they are both interchangeable, Dogmere and Dozemary. You can call the pond either a pond or a pool. So that's why it
Huh.
has all these names, which is
Gotcha.
also said to be haunted by a demon in other folklore tales. So this sinking witch's ladder in this pond, that it is rotted and the ill wishes might escape, was pure invention of my own, is what the priest is
So
saying.
he's like, yeah, I made it up.
I made it up 5 years after you wrote this article about the same thing. So he says, I felt they must be got out somehow, and so created a fashion for liberating them. But then Baring Gould tells Tyler to reach out to this local woman reputed to be a witch named Marianne Voder, professes to know nothing about such a thing, and thought what you got at Wellington, where the original house was with the original witch ladder, was nothing but a string set with feathers to frighten birds from a line of peas. So Tyler
Sounds
never,
way more plausible.
exactly. So he never, Tyler never found the answer he was seeking, even though it sounded like he needed to keep talking about it. Even though there was no other evidence anywhere else outside of these two other accounts that are clearly made up from these other people. So in 1911, the Wellington Witch Ladder was donated to the Pitt Rivers Museum by Tyler's wife, Anna.
Rivers.
What's up?
I said Pitt Rivers because
Yeah.
that's where the witch in the bottle is.
Oh, is it
The
really?
witch in the bottle, not a witch bottle.
Yeah, they had a few other things in there. But yeah, so, and it sounds like it's still there since 1911.
I think
So
we need to go to the Pitt Rivers Museum.
yeah, let's go. I think we
We
just
just got to
need
get to
to
England somehow.
go. Let's just go to England and Scotland for like, and Ireland for, I don't know, 6 months. We can do that.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, we could quote unquote work from home over there.
Yeah.
We don't need
Wink,
to
wink.
go. Yeah, we
Wink,
don't
wink.
need to go. Yeah, totally. So this is what Anna Taylor, the wife of the anthropologist, the witch's ladder came from Wellington. An old woman said to be a witch died. This was found in an attic and sent to my husband. It was described as made of stags, which are feathers, like cock's feathers or hen feathers, and was thought to be used for getting away with the milk from neighbors' cows and for causing people's deaths. Nothing was said about flying or climbing up the ladder. And this w proposed witch ladder is only about 1.5 meters long, with a string of looped string at one end through which the feathers have been inserted along the length. So, I mean, it's kind of actually a little big, 1.5 meters. So,
Yeah, that's
three, I mean, three something feet. 3 point.
Yeah, that is actually a lot longer than I would have expected.
Yeah, the way that it looks in the photos, it looks really small. So I don't know if, to me, it doesn't look like it would be that big in the photos that I saw, but maybe it's just, you know, it's not, there's no scale to it. So from this, because everybody was all in an uproar over these cool, newfound, discovered witch ladders, they have now become an actual thing, and you can make your own. There's even
I want to make some.
there's even a stitching pattern that looks kind of like lace. That's a simple stitch that you can make scarves and things out of with
These
it.
kind of remind me of like the things in the 90s that kids would wear, like with like you would just like braid stuff almost, like, and then put your feathers at the bottom and then like clip them into your hair. That's almost what they kind of remind you.
You know, now that you say that, it looks a lot like that.
Oh my
I
God.
think. I
The
think.
90s kids were all just witches.
And he didn't even know it.
Sorry if anybody heard my dog barking like a crazy person.
So in today's more modern ways about witch ladders is that they're used for purposes like manifesting things, creating a positive environment, warding off negative energy, protecting yourself, banishing, you know, people or negative energy, things that are a little more positive, and it makes sense, especially if you go back to the design being more like a mala, you know, something with intention. And so
Do you just carry them around with you, or do you like wear them like malas?
no, I don't think you would wear them because of the feathers. So I think it would just be
Yeah.
something that you would hang. I saw one post, I think it was the Leland character, that says that you could hang it over a fireplace before you toss it. So maybe that's where, you know, you would probably just hang it. I don't think you would, because it really does look like a ladder with feathers on it. Like they kind of stick out.
Yeah, you wouldn't like, I guess it's not all grouped at the bottom. Like you said,
No.
it's alternating.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So if you want to make a basic witch ladder, you'll need yarn or cord in three different colors, and the colors can be of your choosing to, you know, whatever, incorporate whatever you're trying to put that intention in there, and along with 9 items that are similar, kind of maybe in the same size. So you could do 9 beads, 9 shells, 9 buttons, or maybe a mixture of those. And then you cut the yarn. So you have 3 different pieces in a long length, whatever, you know, like a yard, so about 3 feet. And you can still also use the traditional colors of red, black, and white, but I feel like if you're weaving in your own intention, you do your colors. So you tie the ends of the 3 pieces of yarn together in a knot, and then you begin braiding the yarn and then tying in the feathers and beads into the yarn in each knot, securing them. And a lot of this is could be done during Beltane. This is when it's starting to incorporate. I didn't know that. You can do it anytime, but because of all the braiding and stuff that goes on during Beltane, this has become a practice during that time.
Next year.
And so then you can chant or put in your intention, things like, you know, whatever you want to add to it, but there is a little chant that you can say with it. By knot of one, the spell's begun. By knot of two, the magic comes true. By knot of three, so it shall be. By naught of four, this power is stored. By naught of five, my will shall drive. By naught of six, the spell I fix. By naught of seven, the future I leaven. By naught of eight, my will be fate. By naught of nine, what is done is mine.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
That's awesome. I like it. And I kind of want to make one now.
I know. I thought it was really cute, especially, you know, it's just witches getting shit on left and right all the time. And so it just really almost sounds like this is a really, what was probably not a thing is now a thing and is kind of positive. You know, I mean, so is a lot of witchy things that we come across, but
yeah, I kind of like the idea of like a new witchcraft tradition,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you
that's
too.
nice, that's fun. I like that a lot, and now I really want to make one. Now I'll be looking for feathers, specifically crow or raven feathers,
I was
because
gonna
I'm
say, of course. That's so funny. But yeah,
that's awesome. Those are really cool.
Yeah. Even though it really wasn't a thing, it became one. So I thought that was kind of cute.
It's like I said, I think it's nice to have like a current like witchcraft tradition, something that doesn't have to be like rooted in like an old tradition
Right.
necessarily. It could be like a new thing
Yeah.
too. So
right.
the
Yeah.
creativity. Well,
I
that was
didn't notice.
fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
Witchy stuff.
Yeah.
Are you
I
going
don't
to make
know.
one this summer now?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I always say I'm going to do stuff and then I just don't.
Well, we get tired. Let's
Yeah.
get real. You and I get tired.
We get tired real easy.
Yeah. Because probably a lot of our energy is going to be in the garden. So,
oh yeah, that kind of takes up a lot of our time, but we're okay with it.
yeah, green witches.
Yeah.
Well, also Tally and I will, so next episode will be our last episode of the season. What
It seems,
so
well, because we kind of fucked off a few other times. But so it
well,
was a
our
little short.
computer's necessary, like,
Oh, that's
broke.
right. That's true.
It was beyond our control. So,
That's a good
but
point.
during the summer, we will have very quick little snippets for you guys. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
you won't have to go all summer without us.
Yeah, we want to stay relevant.
Until then,
keep gazing into the unknown.